This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin. I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist here in New York. And while we are all cozy at home, because I'm in New York City and we're on lockdown, I am doing remote appointments. And, you know, I've always done remote appointments. I've had telephone consultations with clients and patients all over the country. That has not changed. That is still available to you. You can call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744 if you'd like an appointment. I'm also doing online appointments as well during this time. So if that's more convenient for you, that works as well. So I want to talk about, I've got a question here, and I want to talk to you more about immune support, because it's still important to talk about immune support at this time. And by the way, any questions, topics of interest, the email is radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I have a question from Cheryl. Dear Layla, in quarantine, I am using free weights and resistance bands to do my strength training. And I discovered that I like those modes of strength training versus the weight machines in the gym. Will free weights and resistance bands do just as much in helping increase bone density as weight machines using heavier weights? I've been using weight machines at the gym for years. I would love your opinion. You know what? They are all good. And let me differentiate here a bit. The Nautilus machines, the weight machines at the gym are great because you could do a lot more heavier weight, and you could do a heavier weight than the weight of your own body, right? You can bench press. You could do lower body exercise that are more than what you would weigh. That is very helpful in bone density. But those particular exercise at the gym is a particular motion, right? And it doesn't really engage your adductor muscles. You know, you're engaging, for instance, when you're doing lower body exercises, your legs, you're engaging your hamstrings, that's the back of your thigh, your quadriceps, the front of your thigh. But when you're pressing lower body weights that way on a machine at the gym, it's pretty much an up and down or a back and forth motion. You're not really engaging the adductors, the inner thigh, the outer thigh, unless you do specific machines for those particular muscles. However, when you're doing things like free weights or resistance bands, you are engaging more natural movement. When you're doing squats and lunges, and you could do sideways squats and lunges, you're engaging a more natural movement. You're using more of the smaller supporting muscles that support the bigger muscle groups. the adductors, the inner thighs, the outer thighs that are supporting the quadriceps, the hamstrings, the glutes, all of that. So it is a more natural movement. I like that. I would like you to do all of them. Have the benefit while under quarantine doing the resistance training at home, the bands at home, and using your own body weight, specifically in something like yoga. When you're doing floor exercise and you're doing asanas, you're holding those postures, the downward dog, the upward dog, the warrior positions, you're using more natural movements the way they're found in nature in that regard, rather than doing a very kind of one way, very straight line on the machines at the gym. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, these are all good, so do all of them. And listen, if you enjoy going to the gym and using machines, I want you to continue doing so. Once, of course, we're allowed out and all of that good stuff and we can go to the gym and do that. So this is actually a good thing. But in the meantime, enjoy the resistance training at home. I love functional floor exercises as well. Get on the floor and do push-ups. You know, do squats, do lunges, do core training, do plank exercises. This is wonderful for the core. And it may be the single most important exercise. If you were to just choose one exercise that you were allowed to do, for example, plank might be the one. Because you're strengthening all the muscle groups, especially the core, and depending on how long you can hold it, it really is pretty good. Of course, swimming is another one, but that's not necessarily strengthening. It's strengthening your muscles, but not in holding up your body weight because the water is keeping you buoyant. So, for bone mineral density, definitely floor exercises, the resistance bands, the holding up your own body weight, any type of strength training, either free weights, what you're doing, the free weights is a more natural motion than using a Nautilus machine, for example, for your biceps, your triceps, right? With your free weights, you can kind of, you're not necessarily in a straight line and you're engaging the smaller muscles that engage the bigger muscles. So keep doing those. These are all good. Thanks for that very thoughtful question, Cheryl. Okay, I want to talk to you about top 20 immune-boosting foods. And this is from Fullscript. They put together a nice synopsis of things. Everybody's having trouble finding supplements. Zinc is on back order. Vitamin C is on back order. Maybe certain V-Clear, Virucid, these products that we like, Echinacea. Things along those lines, selenium, these are on back order because everybody's ordering these products via Fullscript and other ways, and people are out. And vitamin C and zinc are wonderful against viruses. So it's important. And let's go down the top 20 immune-boosting foods because these are important for health, and especially lately. Because our body's immune system is a remarkable machine designed to protect us from harmful threats that may arise from outside or inside your own body. Overall, the immune system generates an anti-inflammatory response that can be specific to a certain area. Think of an infection or a generalized area. Think fever, and targets the threat with various defense cells. Although our immune system always strives to rid us of foreign invaders, what makes people sick is a combination of environmental exposure and their level of resilience. So the terrain makes all the difference. The terrain is us. Although you can't always control exposure, you can make dietary choices that give your disease-fighting cells some serious support. So, many people don't realize just how significantly our diet can influence our immunity. The following 20 science-backed foods provide various benefits to immune health. Number one is elderberries. Elderberry. Elderberry syrup, good for viruses, cold and flu. Sambucol is a product, for example. I don't know that you'll find it anymore. It may be on back order or out, even at your local CVS and Walgreens. But elderberry, if you could find, you know, berries and flowers of elderberries from the plant species Sambuca nigra are fully loaded with immune-bolstering antioxidants and vitamins. Elderberry, a strong antiviral, is particularly effective at fighting upper respiratory infection. Very important. Hey, and guess what number two is? Any chocolate lovers out there? Number two is chocolate. Not all chocolate is equally healthy. Milk and white chocolate, for example, have relatively few, if any, immunity perks. The darker the chocolate, the greater the health benefits. Dark chocolate contains much higher levels of flavonoids, antioxidants that protect our cells from damage and inflammation. Did you know a recent pilot study found that among participants who ate one dark chocolate bar every day for a week, the chocolate boosted immune-supportive white blood cells and activated certain pathways involved in cellular immune response. Now, a little warning, folks. I know most of us love chocolate, and dark chocolate is certainly better than regular old sugar-laden milk chocolate. Chocolate does have some caffeine, and if you're having it later in the day, may cause for a more restless sleep or even insomnia. Not what you need during this time. And do you need a whole bar of chocolate? It does still have calories. Keep that in mind. But otherwise, enjoy your dark chocolate. Get good quality. Get organic. All of the above. You know what I'm talking about. Number three is turmeric. This golden yellow bitter spice is a key component in curry dishes and has been used for centuries in Ayurvedic medicine to address a range of inflammatory conditions like allergies, ulcers, and diabetes. Studies have shown that curcumin, the primary active compound in turmeric, may modulate the immune system by activating certain immune cells and targeting pro-inflammatory cytokines. These effects may contribute to the benefits of curcumin seen in certain immune-related conditions, including allergy, asthma, and arthritis. Now, I know many of you are finding that you can't find curcumin lately. The supplement may be on back order. Hey, go to your spice rack, pull out the turmeric. Season your food with turmeric. You're making scrambled eggs this morning? Sprinkle some turmeric in there. Go ahead, make some nice curry for yourself. Enjoy that. In a lamb dish, a chicken dish, a fish dish. Go and do it. It's good for you. Number four, fatty fish. The star components of fatty fish, which is the omega-3 fatty acids, they've long been appreciated for lowering the risk of coronary artery disease, heart failure, and death from heart disease. The specific omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, exert many of their health benefits thanks to their anti-inflammatory properties. EPA and DHA from oily fish have been found to reduce levels of pro-inflammatory omega-6 fatty acids involved in rheumatoid arthritis. That is one example. Very important. Wild salmon or smaller fish like anchovies, herring, and sardines are high in omega-3s, while flaxseed, walnuts, and chia seeds provide certain plant-based omega-3s, which are converted to just small amounts of EPA and DHA in the body. That's why I'm not a fan of relying on these plant sources for your omega-3. Only a small amount is converting from the flaxseed, the walnut, and the chia seed. So eating good quality, clean, fatty fish is a great idea. Number five is ginger. Ginger is widely consumed worldwide. It's been used for thousands of years in folk medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and Ayurveda. A pungent spice for both savory and sweet dishes, ginger boasts strong anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, the cornerstones of a healthy immune system. And research has shown that ginger may inhibit certain inflammatory conditions like arthritis and other immune-related conditions, including allergies, asthma, and colds. Ginger is also included in a nice curry recipe. So go find a good recipe online and do it. You're home now. Here's another one to add to your recipe. It will be there. Number six is garlic. Garlic is the edible bulb from a plant in the lily family, traditionally used for many health reasons by people the world over. You know all about garlic and its immune-boosting properties. It comes from a high concentration of sulfur-containing compounds such as allicin. These compounds have been found to significantly reduce inflammation and protect against certain bacteria like Helicobacter pylori. Helicobacter pylori is implicated in causing stomach and duodenal ulcer. Number seven is cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables, also known as brassica vegetables, include cabbage, collards, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, and mustard greens, among others. And similar to garlic, these plants provide sulfur-containing compounds as well as vitamins, minerals, fiber, and phytonutrients. Research says that cruciferous vegetables may support immune health by reducing the risk of certain cancers, such as gastric and prostate cancers, as well as by exerting antimicrobial activity, which may protect against gastrointestinal infections. Some studies have found that cooking brassicas reduce their level of certain nutrients, such as carotenoids, vitamin C, and polyphenols. So try to consume these veggies raw, steamed, or lightly cooked, okay? Number eight is matcha green tea. Matcha, produced when young green tea leaves are steamed and then ground into a fine, bright green powder, has a lush, almost sweet flavor. Green tea supports the immune system by providing antioxidants that protect against free radicals and oxidative damage. Whereas both green and black teas are packed with antioxidants called flavonoids, matcha provides an abundance of a specific type of flavonoid called catechins. A study at the University of Colorado shows that catechin concentration in matcha is 137 times greater than the amount found in China green tips green tea and roughly three times higher than most green teas. Interesting. I didn't know that. So matcha may be more potent. Number nine is kefir. Probiotics are friendly microorganisms, including certain bacteria and yeast, thought to play a direct role in immune function. Probiotics are found, you know, in foods like yogurt and kefir. Kefir is a fermented beverage that can be made from dairy or non-dairy, like coconut kefir, including water. You can have water kefir. The probiotics in kefir may alter the gastrointestinal microbiota by increasing beneficial microbes and reducing certain species of pathogenic microbes. A plethora of studies suggest regular consumption of dairy kefir can help with fighting gut disruptive bacteria. Plain unsweetened kefir is a better choice than flavored varieties, which can come loaded with sugar. Don't get blueberry kefir or vanilla flavored kefir. Get plain. And if you're allergic to dairy or avoiding dairy, coconut kefir is a very nice alternative. So, unsweetened kefir is a better choice than flavored varieties, right? And if desired, you can flavor unsweetened kefir yourself by adding some fruit. do that. Go ahead and do that. And number 10 is chili peppers. Chili peppers provide an alkaloid known as capsaicin, which demonstrates anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial properties. This compound may modulate immune function and prevent tumor development by reducing the secretion of certain signaling compounds, including tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-alpha, and several interleukins, which can be pro-inflammatory, right? So chili peppers are important. If you like your spice, this is good stuff. So let me go over these 10. There are 20, but I'm going to go over these 10. So number one is elderberries. Number two is chocolate, for you chocolate lovers out there. Number three is turmeric. Go to your spice rack if you're having trouble finding curcumin supplements. Use the turmeric in your spice rack. Use it in addition to your supplements. Take your supplements, but use your spices wisely. Use them. They're good for you. Number four is fatty fish. Number five is ginger. Number six is garlic. Number seven, cruciferous vegetables. Let me name them again. Cabbage, collards, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, kale, mustard greens. Enjoy them, right? So number eight is matcha green tea. You know, favorite way to prepare green tea for me, which I used to do until I went back over to coffee and then I float back over to tea again. I would brew the green tea and then first while boiling the water, I would put like maybe a half a thumb's worth of thinly sliced ginger, fresh ginger, and boil that for several minutes. And then I'd brew green tea with that. I just sneezed. Yes, it's the trees outside. No, otherwise I'm fine. Don't worry about me, folks. So a little bit of pollen in the air outside my window. I like brewing green tea with some ginger. I like the spice of it. I like the heat of it. And I like green tea as well. Do the matcha green tea. That is number eight. Number nine is kefir. Number 10 is chili peppers. And I want you to tune in next week when I go through the rest of the 20 top immune boosting foods. So stay tuned for 11 through 20 next week when you join me. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.